VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and his wife Melania visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Tuesday, a place where a gunman on Saturday massacred 11 worshipers during prayers. A large crowd of protesters who do not believe the president's visit is appropriate marched nearby, and top congressional leaders from both political parties declined invitations from Trump to join him in visiting, while the family of one of the victims is also declining to meet with the president. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The first funerals for the victims are being held today, and Pittsburgh's Democratic mayor says the president should stay away. Others are accusing the president of giving cover to anti-Semites through his rhetoric.
Some individuals, they're grieving, they're hurting.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the president's real aim is to help the community grieve, and says he's denounced bigotry in all forms. The accused shooter made his first court appearance yesterday and is being held without bond. Hospital officials told ABC he ranted against Jewish medical staff treating him after police shot him.
President Trump says he wants to deny citizenship to babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants who were born in the U.S. But House Speaker Paul Ryan, a Republican like the president, said Mr. Trump can't change the birthright because it's protected by the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. A U.S. missionary has been shot and killed in his car in Cameroon during fighting between separatists and soldiers. It happened on Tuesday. Charles Wesco of the state of Indiana died of a head wound in a hospital in the northwestern city of Bamenda. The bullet struck Wesco's car, but it's unclear who fired the shots, if he was targeted or just got caught in the crossfire. He'd been in Cameroon for only a few weeks. This is VOA News.